admit no other way to save his life, as I subscribe not that nor any other but in the loss of question, that you, his sister, finding yourself desired of such a person whose credit with a judge or own great place could fetch your brother from the manacles of the all-building law, and that there were no earthly mean to save him, but that either you must lay down the treasures of your body to the supposed, or else to let him suffer. What would you do? At this point, Isabel threatens to blackmail Angelo if he doesn't pardon her brother. She says, "I will proclaim thee, Angelo. Look for it. Sign me a present pardon from my brother, or with an outstretched throat I'll tell the world aloud what man thou art." And then Angelo says, "Who will believe thee, Isabel? My unsoiled name, the austereness of my life, my vouch against you, and my place in the state, will so your accusation overweigh that you shall stifle in your own report and smell of calumny. I have begun. And now I give my sensual race the rein. Fit thy consent to my sharp appetite. Lay by all nicety and prolixious blushes that banish what they sue for. Redeem thy brother by yielding up thy body to my will. Or else he must not only die the death, but thy unkindness shall his death draw out to lingering sufferance. Answer me tomorrow, or by the affection that now guides me most, I'll prove a tyrant to him. As for you, say what you can. My false, always your true.